Blog Talk Radio.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age, we're renegades. We're renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age, we're renegades.
Hi, everybody. I am Jason Easley, and this is TV Radio. On tonight's program, the main topic of discussion will be Barack Obama. I am posing the question, is Obama unstoppable? Like a force of nature, a political tidal wave, a tsunami of popularity. As most of you probably know, the people in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia are voting. Polls have just closed in Virginia, and they've already called it for Barack Obama. That might be the fastest call ever in history. A 60-second call after the polls closed, and Obama has won Virginia. It's just a matter of how much he's going to win these three states by. He could win them by quite a substantial amount. Or maybe Hillary will gain enough to pick up some delegates. I mean, due to the proportional representation system, she's going to get something. The projection I saw was Obama will take the delegate lead by roughly 32 delegates overall. And on tonight's show with me, you may remember him. He used to be on this show many, many years ago before I collapsed and ended up in the hospital and he went on vacation. I have no idea where Will is, but hey, George is here.
Hello,
hi, George.
Jason.
How you been?
I've been great.
Really? How was vacation?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. We went to Mardi Gras over in St. Louis, and it was definitely an interesting little experiment. As I saw, apparently there was a hypothesis that was thrown out. Does one person out of many thousands flashing get boring? Yes, it does.
George, why were you flashing? You should have learned to stop when nobody else was doing it.
Well, the bees weren't getting thrown my way. I had to do something.
Hey, there's Will. Say hi to Will, George.
Hi, Will.
Well, not yet. He's here right now. Hello,
hello,
Will.
Hello.
I thought maybe you didn't get the email.
Way to go, New York Giants. Woohoo!
Way to go, New York Giants. Absolutely.
We were all Giants fans on Super Bowl Sunday.
Exactly.
That's damn good, because 2 years ago I was a Steelers fan. So
we hate the Patriots.
We hate the Patriots.
Not quite a cowboy level, but we definitely dislike the Patriots.
Oh, absolutely.
So it was a very, very sweet victory, and Will and I both thought of you while the game was on.
I see both the Giants and Steeler fans now as kind of like kindred spirits.
Yeah, well, yeah. They both had similar runs.
We both took the hard road. We both took the hard way there.
And, you know, it's very gratifying whenever you pull off something like that, although I think the Giants' victory was a surprise. The Steelers were so hot, by the time Super Bowl 40 rolled around, everybody sort of assumed they were going to roll past Seattle.
Yeah.
But this one was quite a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, it really was.
Now, if we can only get Roger Clemens to fess up on the steroids.
Yeah.
You know, I have syringes and vials that link George to performance enhancing
drugs. Which is really weird, because we've never met yet.
Well, you know how things get passed from the chain of command in mail? I mean, Crow sent them.
You got them from the boss, didn't you?
No, I got him from Crow. Crow was like, you might need these someday in case George ever gets out of line. Okay, guys, let's talk a little politics. The question of the evening, is Obama's momentum unstoppable? That's going to be the lead question. I have a couple other nuggets to bring up for you tonight. Will, so you can't agree with George, just I know it feels good, but I'm going to ask you first. Is Obama's momentum unstoppable?
Well, I think that the Clinton campaign is kind of starting to get the shaky jakes and starting to wonderful.
You mean like you said Eli Manning was going to have before the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, I also said off the air that the only way that the Giants were going to win was that if Eli Manning did not have the shaky jakes and if Michael Strahan can consistently get up there and put
you
pressure.
You know, Will, if you didn't say it on the air, it didn't happen. You never said it.
I know.
I don't remember you ever saying that. You know, maybe it was just a high blood sugar level and I imagined it.
Just remember the site that we write for. If the ref didn't see it, it didn't happen. So.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Will, so you think she's definitely getting a little nervous?
Yeah, she fired her camp. If I remember correctly, she just fired or got a new campaign manager.
Yeah, she fired her.
And well, and she's starting to feel the heat from the Obama campaign because he's got some strong momentum going for him.
Let me ask you again: is Obama's momentum unstoppable?
I'm going to have to say yes.
Okay, George. What do you think?
This is really cool because Will and I actually have differing views on this.
Good. That's why I made Will go first.
Because I, you know, like as much as I want to think that, you know, like yes, it is like, you know, truly unstoppable, and he's just gonna, you know, like roar, past Hillary and everything. I just feel like this is way too close of a race to call it for Obama. You know, like it just feels like, you know, she's going to do something, say something, shed this tear, shed that tear, and, you know, like something's going to happen that's going to give Hillary that little extra boost, and, you know, she's going to start reminding people that it took, just like she said at the at one of the caucuses recently, that it took one Clinton to reverse, you know, like what Bush had done, and it'll take another one to reverse that and everything. It just feels like, you know, like what's, you know, like eventually people are going to start realizing that they have to ask themselves and ask the Clintons, what's next then? Because like if Hillary becomes that Clinton to clean up the Bush's mess, what's going to happen if Jeb decides to run? What, are they going to put Roger Clinton up there? Is this like
Chelsea might be old enough to run by then?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just going to be like, you know, vote for Roger. He was in Pumpkinhead too. You know.
Yeah, this is getting rather nonsensical.
It's getting ridiculous. There's just like enough already with the Bushes and the Clintons. Can't they just, you know, like
George, you have a lot of this built up. You've been on the air for a while. No, I got to ask you, George. What did you think about Rudy Giuliani's spectacular flame out?
Oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved it because it really was, you know, like as soon as you know, like my boy Joe Biden exposed him in that beautiful fashion by saying that everything out of Giuliani's mouth is a noun, a verb, and 9/11.
I remember that.
That was fantastic, and which also, you know, like I have to bring up the brilliant joke that that SNL did about that remark, saying responding to that allegation, Rudy Giuliani said Joe Biden sucks 9/11.
Okay, guys. Now, here, only you, George, could somehow turn this around to make Rudy Giuliani's downfall Joe Biden's thing.
Hey, you know, like the man backed out. I got to give him like one last prop before.
I mean,
on.
Well, we're not done with Biden yet. We're going to actually talk more about Biden as time goes on because I think Biden's going to have a role to play in the next Democratic administration.
Oh, I think so too.
You know. What do you guys think about, this is just totally unrelated as well to Barack Obama. Let's say Barack Obama wins the presidency. He happens to squeak by, win the nomination. What do you guys think about a John Edwards serving as attorney general in an Obama administration? George?
I like that. I think that the more people that were visible in this campaign, the more unstoppable that he would really become. Because then it would be like, then it would basically be the Democrats coming together, rallying around their, you know, their chosen leader, and moving forward. That would be a great thing. That'd be a great thing for the party, and really a very good thing for the country.
George, did you live in Virginia previously?
I lived in Virginia for 6 years.
Okay, now these numbers just flashed across here. Obama beat Hillary among African American voters 90% to 10%.
Hmm.
And Hillary won among white voters 51 to 48.
Wow.
Hmm.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah, as a former resident, you're surprised at all?
No, not at all. Everything was very, what's a word that I want to say? It was just very, everybody basically just kind of went to their own.
Polarized. How about the word polarized?
Polarized. There we go. There we go. And, especially the school that I went to. I went to a school where there were so many brand new cars, so many different Sweet 16 presents in our school parking lot that it was insane. And it was just no coincidence that just happened to be the majority of the students that were there just happened to, vote Republican. It was just like, it was so, everything was so obvious.
I would almost pay money if we could turn that into a sitcom. You, the flaming liberal, the northeastern flaming liberal, in the school full of snooty Republicans, if we could just give you some Quincy Jones music, that's the plot to The Fresh Prince.
Hey, my third year there, the Giants won the Super Bowl, so that helped make it a little bit easier to take.
Okay, well, this is a little something for you. Did you see today's Pittsburgh Post-Gazette?
No, I didn't.
Did you happen to see what our governor, Fast Eddie Rendell, said?
I know he's backing Hillary, but what did Eddie say?
Ed claims that Whitey will not vote for Barack Obama in the state.
Oh, jeez.
Whitey won't
and
vote?
May I quote? Quote, you've got conservative whites here, and I think there are some whites who are probably not ready for an African-American candidate. Rendell cited his reelection campaign where he defeated Lynn Swann by more than 60-40, and he went on to say, quote, I believe, looking at the returns in my election, that had Lynn Swann been the identical candidate that he was, well-spoken, charismatic, good-looking, but white instead of black, instead of winning by 22%, I would have won by 17 or so. And that attitude exists.
He's kind of being a racial-minded person thinking of himself, because Mike Fisher ran against him in the election before that, and he still beat Mike Fisher. Wasn't that Mike Fisher?
Yeah, I believe so.
And he beat Mike Fisher by a landslide. So
yeah,
yeah. Mike Fisher was Caucasian. So what?
Now let me say here. Edward Dell just basically said 5% of the voters in the state of Pennsylvania are racist.
Well,
what's wrong with you people?
Well, I remember Tim Russert saying you have Pittsburgh on one side, Philadelphia on the other, and you have Alabama in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, but George, you're laughing, but should you come here and hang out with us, you'll see that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. There's,
it is, it is.
I'll give Tim Russert credit for coming up with something that hip. Like, that's,
where Will and I live here is sort of on the border.
Yeah.
Because we're an hour away from Pittsburgh, but we're like maybe an hour away from being nowhere.
Yeah.
And on the other side. So if you go maybe a half an hour in either direction, you're either very cultural or back in the woods.
And we're talking near.
Yeah, we're talking real mountains here. So, yeah, that's really what Pennsylvania is. I have a hard time believing that 5% of Pennsylvania voters are racist.
Mm-hmm.
Like overt Ed Rendell's calling you a racist and you're going to vote based on race. But I think what Fast Eddie's doing here, he's trying to play the race card.
Yeah.
He's appealing to the T. He's appealing to the middle of the state is what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's saying to the middle of the state, if you don't want that black guy to win, you better vote for Hillary.
Right. Which is sleazy.
Which is, well, it's Ed Rendell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, typical Philadelphia,
George. George, this is our governor here in the state of Pennsylvania, George. This is what we deal with.
He likes Philadelphia more than he likes the rest of the state.
We don't exist here in western Pennsylvania.
Exactly. We might as well be another state.
Pennsylvania is now made up of Philadelphia and the boonies, according to Ed Rendell. okay, so that's what Eddie had to say. I dug out now more specifically for Will, because I knew Will would get a treat out of that. I got some poll numbers for you, boys, in upcoming states.
Bring it on.
A public policy polling survey in the good state of Wisconsin shows Barack Obama leading Hillary Clinton 50% to 39%. His support cuts across all racial and gender lines. The key finding of the poll is Obama actually barely leads among Clinton among self-identified Democrats 46-44, but independent voters in Wisconsin he leads by 63-25. So, what you're seeing coming out of this race, guys, is Democrats are split 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this race pushes either way, depending on whether or not independents vote, the demographics of the voting group, if they're women, specifically older women, if they come out in mass, that pushes Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
It's just up in the air. Like, I know we asked about Obama's momentum being unstoppable. I think losses in Ohio and Texas would stop Obama's momentum in 3 weeks. Proportional representation or not, I mean, he's got to win one of these big states.
Yeah.
If he wins either Ohio or Texas, and I happen to think, against conventional wisdom, Texas might be his better shot. If he would win, let's say, Texas, that would really, really solidify
mm-hmm.
Barack Obama as the front runner. Okay, so let's move on. In North Carolina, Obama leads Clinton 50-40, thanks to Edwards supporters who have thrown themselves behind Obama.
Mm.
Clinton led among women at 26% by 26 points in November. They're now tied. Clinton led among men by 21, and now Obama leads by 18 in North Carolina. And Obama and Clinton were tied with black voters in November. Today, Obama leads among black voters by 65 points.
Wow.
Among whites, Clinton remains up by 19.
Hmm.
Okay, in Ohio, this is must-win for Hillary. Currently, she leads Obama 56-39.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton's lead comes from women, where she leads by 29%. Clinton and Obama are tied among men.
Wow.
So
I think it's going to come down to the wire. You know,
yeah.
It just doesn't seem like.
Are we going to have a nominee by the convention, before the convention?
Be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice.
I didn't ask if it would be nice. I said, are we going to have one?
Yeah.
Those are two different questions. Yeah, sure, it would be great.
We still have Pennsylvania to go on April 22nd.
Yeah, but Pennsylvania's Clinton country.
Yeah.
Thanks to
Eddie.
Obama's really going to have to turn it on and win about 100% of the African-American votes in Pittsburgh and Philly. The thing is, I don't think we're going to have a nominee. Now, did you gentlemen hear Howard Dean on television last weekend or last week sometime saying that if there's no nominee, he's going to sit both candidates down before the convention and work out a deal?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Not of a deal.
I don't know. Well, he's going to basically have one of them take the presidential nomination and the other one take the vice presidency, is what he's hinting at.
But then it comes to a point of, like, who is going to do that? Because, like, who's gonna be in what position? It's going to be like the end of My Fellow Americans. You know, like,
let's assume Barack Obama has the delegate lead at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Barack Obama, as a sane, rational human being, would literally say, I have the delegate lead, but I'm going to take the vice presidency? Because I think we're all in agreement that the Democratic Party establishment wants Hillary Clinton as their nominee.
They seem to. You know, like, they definitely seem to. You know, like, they think that just because Hillary said that she can win, then that means that that's their only option.
Yeah, I actually, you know, we've talked about this time and time again, and I think if anyone disagrees with me, they can say so. She's still the weakest candidate in the field
mm-hmm.
as far as the general election strategy out of the four serious remaining candidates in both parties. She can't get over 50%. And her ceiling seems to be right around 48-49%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't win an election with 48 or 49%, a two-person election.
Yeah, majority
election.
Wins.
So what do you guys think of John McCain? Are you surprised at all that McCain managed to come back from the dead?
Not really. You know, like, I mean, he's somebody who has been in the game long enough that he would be looked at as, you know, like, the most viable candidate out of all of them. It's still, you know, like, you know, disappoints me that this is the 2008 version of John McCain and not the 2000 version of John McCain that, you know, that I'm sure more people would have really considered voting for. They're definitely two different people, you know, like, no matter
yeah.
how much, you know, he's playing up this whole, like, Phoenix, you know, rising and everything like that, I think that's what it said on Time Magazine this week. And it just felt like, you know, like, it just still, like, no matter what, it's still the 2008 John McCain. This is still the John McCain that allowed the Bush campaign to roll over him and then got in line and then basically like spoke up for him.
How do you think McCain does in November against either Democrat?
It's going to be a tough one. You know,
yeah.
It's not going to be a cakewalk for Democrats because Democrats always find a way to screw it up.
Yep.
If Hillary's the nominee, I'll go out on a limb and say this country's going to be split like it was in 2000 and 2004.
Mm-hmm.
If Obama's the nominee, I think Obama beats him. I think Obama beats McCain fairly convincingly, to be honest. I mean, if he gets this momentum going, wins the nomination, he could roll through the general election cycle.
That's true. And because of what, you know, like what he speaks for, it's basically just like a full – it's a complete 180 – from everything we've seen, you know, like before.
Right.
And that's appealing to a lot of people, especially considering how much...
Well, we've had for the past 8 years.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to ask each of you, specifically when it comes to Obama, both of you were not sold on Obama. Will's getting a little closer, but that's only because he really has no other choices, either vote Clinton or vote Obama. George,
yes.
where do you stand on this right now?
I like Obama. I think that the basic elements that we were talking about way back when, that we were kind of like waiting for him to show, that, you know, that extra fire in him, the thing that the sort of passion that really put him on the map in the first place in the 2004 convention, it's starting to show, and you know, like he's starting to pick up, and thankfully. You know, he didn't, he's gotten, like, some, you know, celebrity backing and everything like that, you know, like, you know, Oprah, you know, obviously, but...
Miss Back of the Bus.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up again.
Jeez, not again.
What the hell? She owns the bus, so, you know, again, that's going to be my retort from now on.
Oprah owns the bus, she can sit wherever she wants.
Exactly.
Right.
So, basically, you know, like, the way I see it is that... Thankfully, you know, he didn't allow these celebrity endorsements and everything to swallow him up. You know, he is leading this. He's not being led by the quote-unquote Hollywood elite.
And he's matured as a candidate.
Definitely matured as a candidate, yeah.
Yeah, we really, in the past, I would say 3 or 4 months, we've seen Obama just blossom.
Yeah.
And he's gotten confidence, and it's his legs are underneath him more so in the campaign trail. He doesn't look new at this anymore.
Right.
Right.
And that's really why he started eating into the Clinton lead, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, at first he did look green. I mean, Clinton was right. He did look green. He did look inexperienced. He didn't look ready.
Mm-hmm.
But then she started slipping up, and he got a little more confident.
He was attacking when he should have. And
yeah. Yeah,
which
now,
shows right there that he is ready. You know, like the man knows. You know, like he may be, you know, like the quote unquote political outsider that he was playing up before, but you know the man knows how to play the game. So, give him credit for that.
Have you guys seen in our lifetime a smoother politician than Barack Obama?
Not in our time.
Not my time.
I mean, I even think he's up there in Bill Clinton territory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's up there, except with the difference is he evokes a sort of emotion and connection and passion that Clinton never could. Clinton could convince you while you were listening to him.
Right.
Obama just kind of takes you along on the ride with him.
Except for his acceptance speech, Clinton's acceptance speech at the Democratic Convention when he talked about the New Covenant. I mean, that was a really powerful speech.
Yeah, but then he didn't do anything with it.
Right. Yeah. He dropped a cup.
Yeah, the Covenant apparently wasn't meant to bind us for that long.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, this is really fascinating because there's a lot of people within the Republican Party that are definitely pushing McCain to get a younger running mate.
Huckabee.
My gut says Huckabee. I don't think he's going to pick Huckabee. I've kind of changed on this. At first I thought it was a no-brainer, but Huckabee's causing some problems for McCain on the campaign trail, even though he's winning these races. Every time Huckabee wins somewhere on the Bible Belt or Deep South, it just proves that John McCain isn't liked by Republicans. And I think that sort of thing is helping more than it's hurting. And if Huckabee doesn't get out while the getting's good, he's
but
probably going to cost himself
the running.
But at the
same time, like Huckabee can, you know, Huckabee can look at all of what's going on, seeing that he is winning states, and say and just say like, hey, I'm doing fine. And he'll
was anybody
that.
Surprised when Mitt Romney left?
I was surprised that he left that quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mitt is looking at 4 years from now. Mitt so badly wants to run against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And I think what he's betting that Hillary wins this time.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Republicans will be looking for a nominee in 2012. And that's what he's hoping for. That's the scenario he wants to play out. As far as whether or not it actually will, well, one Obama victory. Because, I mean, let's face it, can you see if Barack Obama has a good first term, if should he win, could you see anyone defeating that man for a second term?
Not at all.
I mean, there's no Republican out there that could beat him. And Hillary, on the other, even if Hillary's elected and she does a good job with the first term, she will win a second term.
Mm-hmm.
And her percentage will go up because that's the way it is with incumbents. You know, can I ask you guys if you think Hillary would be a good or bad president? George.
I think for the most part she'll be a good president. I think she if she can, you know, this is the main thing that really have to keep into consideration is the fact that she's going to have a Democratic Congress. So there's going to be less of a chance of Congress trying to basically torpedo anything that she brings forward. So that will make a much smoother ride for her, at least, you know, like until the Democrats screw it up and, you know, wind up getting Republicans back in Congress. But, you know, anyway.
I love George. He's the typical Democratic voter.
I'm just, you know, like it's one of those situations where I'm just kind of like, you know,
Democrats just sit there and wait for their own party to screw it up. That's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, it's just like I'm not going to turn tail and go to the dark side, literally. You know, just like, it's just like it. You just can't help but be like that. You know, like with every single thing you've seen.
Okay, Will, if Hillary would be elected, would she be a good president?
Well, that's kind of hard to say, but I have confidence in her that she might be a good president.
Really?
I am damn sure.
You really hate her. Oh, my God. That was the lamest vote of confidence that has ever been given in the history of podcasting. Well, I think maybe she could be a good president.
If she really tried.
I'm 100% confident that she might be good.
Maybe, possibly could be.
Well, you know, I have nothing to base her on. I mean, the people of New York and her constituents have something to judge her by.
That's just a load of bull. You don't like her.
That's
all there
is
to it.
NIE.
Here's a story George can relate to.
Yeah.
This is something I think you're all going to like. President Bush was talking about Black History Month at the White House today. He said the era of rampant lynching is a shameful chapter in American history. The noose is not a symbol of prairie justice, but of gross injustice. Displaying one is not a harmless prank. Lynching is not a word to be mentioned in jest. Bush said people who leave nooses laying around, those jokes are deeply offensive, and he said, those people are wrong. They have no place in America today. Now, as a part of the Black History Month, after President Bush's comments, was a performance by The Temptations. Because what says Black history more than The Temptations?
My girl. Or no, those are the Commodores.
Nothing like some Motown 60s soul to say, we're down with black people.
Right.
Okay, guys, last minute of the show. George, what's on 411 this week?
This week.
Uh-oh.
I think we lost George. George laughed too hard and you fell out. Well, George has seen Anatomy 101 and the UBS Evening News running on Thursday. You can go to 411mania.com and check out all of his columns. They're all good stuff. I'm taking some time off to recover from my hospital stay. I'm still feeling a little beat up. Will,
nothing as usual.
New?
Nothing? Nothing as usual.
We got George back for the last 20 seconds. Yeah. George, I just told them that what your columns are this week. You have like 15 seconds. Anything you want to add?
No, it's going to be... if you're
calling back,
if you hold it, then that's pretty much all there is to say.
Thanks for calling back, George. Yeah, those 15 seconds were great. Okay, guys, that's it for this week. Do you want to come back and do it again on Sunday?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Okay, Sunday it is. We'll see you Sunday, ladies and gents. Have a good weekend. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.